Tell all the truth, but tell it slant. Success in circuit lies. Too bright for our infirm delight, the truth's superb surprise. As lightning to the children eased with explanation kind, the truth must dazzle gradually, or every man be blind. Emily Dickinson. And we understand that it's so true that the truth must dazzle gradually, and the truth of Hashem, which is Mashiach's coming, the truth of Hashem, if it would have been all revealed all at once, if it wouldn't have been given to us gradually, but like lightning to children eased with explanation kind, slowly over the generations, we've been getting ready and prepared, and gradually, slowly in circuit, getting prepared for the brightness of the delight of Hashem's light. And we understand that that's, of course, why the holiday is called Chanukah. The holiday we're about to enter in another couple of minutes is called Chanukah. Chanukah, which means, the word means education, chinuch, to educate, to prepare. Even though everything we do as Jews is to bring about Mashiach's coming to the world, to bring the light of God to the world, but there's no holiday that the entire holiday is all about chinuch, Chanukah, preparing us in the world for Mashiach, that our infirm delight will be able to have the truth's superb surprise, the revelation of Hashem's infinite light. And that's why you understand that out of all the things that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, that were done in the temple, the only thing that we still do exactly the same type of thing throughout the exile is the Chanukah candles, as the Ramban. Nachmanides already says in Parshas Bahaloscha, when Hashem gives Aaron, the high priest, Aaron a Kohen, the mitzvah of lighting the menorah in the temple, the Ramban already over there says that this is going to be a mitzvah for all generations through the Chanukah candles. And of course, that is the secret of the superb delight of Hashem's light. Because you see, as long as there was the temple around, we realized that we had to go up to the temple for holiness. The holiness radiated out from the temple to the whole world. As the Gemara says, that the windows in the temple were specially built in such a way that the light from the menorah in the temple, in the sanctuary of the temple from Jerusalem, shined out to the whole world. But throughout the generations, what Hashem has been preparing us, as lightning to the children eased so that every man should not be blind, is that the secret of Hashem's infinite light is the Chanukah candles are lit in our own backyard or in our own dining room or living room, in public places in the middle of the street. The secret of Hashem's infinite light of Mashiach is that you don't have to just bring the light from the temple to outside to the rest of the world. The ultimate truth of Mashiach is to light the Chanukah candles, to reveal Hashem's infinite light in our own homes, in our workplaces, wherever we can light the Chanukah candles and do persume nisa, publicize the miracle, the ultimate miracle of the truth of Hashem that shines through everything and everywhere, wherever we are. And therefore we understand over the next 8 days of Chanukah, of Chinuch, with Hashem preparing us and educating us, what we have to slowly, gradually learn through the light of Chanukah is that the truth of the Beis HaMikdash, of the temple, of where Hashem's light shines, is in us, is everywhere. We are the Chanukah candles. Our lives are the Chanukah candles. We have to get used to seeing Hashem's infinite light everywhere we light the Chanukah candles, not just in Jerusalem, but in our own homes. And of course, to bring that message to as many people as we can, to get all of humanity's infirm delight prepared for the truth's superb surprise, the coming of Mashiach, we should see it this Yontav, Afreilich Chanukah.